Welcome to another dynamic word from Pastor Ron Hammonds, Senior Pastor of Golden Triangle Church on the Rock in Southeast Texas. We're so glad you're joining us. For more information about Golden Triangle Church on the Rock Ministries, visit our website, cotr.com. Enjoy the word.
Acts chapter 19. The Bible says that God worked special, unusual miracles. You know, a miracle is pretty good. But what about an unusual miracle? What would classify as a special miracle? I mean, God was healing people, and God was saving people, and God was filling them with His Spirit, and God was protecting them, God was guiding them, and angels were showing up. Things were pretty amazing in the book of Acts. But we get to Ephesus in Acts chapter 19, and it is the most demonic city in all the Roman Empire. The Temple of Artemis, which our New Testament in the Greek identifies as the goddess Diana. But the goddess Artemis, the temple had been there for 750 years. This is the place where there were groups of people that would get together and try to control the spirits. Some of them, the Bible refers to them as vagabond exorcists. That means that they were traveling exorcists, that groups of exorcists would travel out from Ephesus because Ephesus taught so much about demons and demonic powers that there were books that had been handed down for generations, 750 years. Books had been handed down with incantations in them and with ways to control the spirits and to conjure up demons. You can read about this, you know, not only in history, but also in the book of Acts, chapter 19. Because, you know, that's the reason the Apostle Paul was run out of the city, is because through his preaching, even though verse 47, I believe it is, says that he never spoke against their gods or didn't rob their temples, he preached the gospel of Jesus Christ so much so that people came and brought their demonic curious arts and their books, and they burned them. They burned them, and the Bible says that the value of what was burned that was directly connected to the worship of the devil was worth 50,000 pieces of silver. Now, one piece of silver was a day's wages in Ephesus. So they burned 50,000 days of labor, of wages. And they were only burning the books and the paraphernalia that they used to worship the devil, to conjure demons, and to control spirits. Wow, that is pretty powerful. And so no wonder God needed to do special miracles. You know, because the Apostle Paul taught in a school there for 2 years, and the Bible says that all of Asia, all of the eastern, if you left Ephesus, which is on the western coast of Turkey on the Aegean Sea, that all the rest of Turkey and all of those other Asian countries, they all heard the gospel because of what the Apostle Paul did at Ephesus. Pretty powerful. But this one little verse, verse 11, says that God did unusual. When unusual things happen to us, God moves unusually. When things get bad, God starts moving more. Okay? That's why whenever, there's two ways to look at things. You know? Driving down the road, how many of you have noticed construction? Have you been aggravated? I see income for our communities. I see jobs. I see future. I'm so happy we got the contracts. Yeah, this could be going on in some other city. Praise God, it's going on in ours. I mean, our economy is doing well. Praise God. You know, we see construction. We ought to be seeing money. Okay? Build up. Future. Okay? That's the way it is whenever things get bad. When things get bad in our nation, and when we begin to see the devil moving in our nation, and we begin to see division coming, we begin to see evidence that the devil is giving us trouble, we should back up and go, oh, God's going to get in here. God, because the Bible says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise up a standard against him. The Bible says where sin does abound, grace will much more abound. Why did God do unusual miracles in Ephesus? Because the devil was doing things unusually bad, unusually evil, unusually powerful. The devil was trying to dominate the people in Ephesus. And so God came in. And God did unusual miracles by the hands of the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul didn't do these things all the time, but when the devil showed up in force, God showed up with greater force. He always will. I mean, just read all throughout the Bible. He always showed up. Whenever the enemy showed up, God showed up. God is not afraid of a little trouble. God's not afraid of the devil causing trouble in our nation, our families, in our lives. God will show up. He can handle it. Okay? He can handle it. And verse 12, here it begins to explain these unusual miracles, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons, as we understand, pieces of cloth is what you would, they took pieces, strips of his clothing even, or anything that was touching him, were brought from his body, from the Apostle Paul. He was so anointed that whenever handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and what does it say? The evil spirits went out of them. Why? Because of the anointing. Because of the anointing. Wow. Powerful. You see, in Luke chapter 10, Jesus told his disciples, I have given you power. I have given you authority, is the Greek word exousia. I have given you authority over all of the Greek word dunamis, which means ability. I have given you authority over all of the ability of the enemy. Wow. Now that's just a pretty good deal, isn't it? Yeah, we have authority over all of the ability of the enemy. That's why we can tread on serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy. You know, they are but bread for us, but we need to take that authority. So this is what the Lord has been visiting me about all week. Okay, for the last week, about tonight. And that is to encourage you to take authority. personal authority, like you would walk into your home and tell someone who should not be there, leave. Okay? I mean, you know, that's we have a badge of authority. We have the name of Jesus. We should be able to walk into our house and tell someone who does not belong there, tell someone that we do not want there, leave. Okay? We ought to be able to call the angels from heaven to enforce that, as though we were calling the heavenly police. That's the way it works. Authority and ability. Okay? Now, the devil has an ability to cause problems, but he has no authority. Where does he get his authority? Well, he got it from Adam and Eve. And many times he also gets it from us. But also, Jesus said he is a thief. He will enter in trying to get in without you realizing it and recognizing it, and he can start trying to cause problems in your mind, start causing problems in your relationship, start causing problems in your health, start causing problems in your home. Okay? Now, God has given me this unction to encourage you to take authority over your life, your body, and to take authority in your home, your car. Okay? Pastor Marks and I talked about it today. He said, I don't know that I've ever just prayed over my car other than just make it work. I said, well, tonight I'm going to encourage people, get some oil and get in your car and anoint your car with some oil in the name of Jesus and command the devil to get out and keep his hands off of it. I told him, we're also going to talk about your checkbook. He looked at me a little funny. I'm not sure you have a checkbook. Do you have a checkbook? Okay. So we talked about laying hands on the phone. He said, yeah, that'll work. Yeah. We're going to take some authority. That's what I'm going to encourage you to do. You going into your house and telling somebody to leave is not the same as me going into your house and telling somebody to leave. Somebody might tell me, I got as much right to be here as you do. But you have some authority. Okay? And it works. Okay? God has planned it. The devil has just moved in a little stronger. We need to take authority, over our lives, over our homes, our families, car, phone, checkbook if you have one, okay? And over our community and our nation. We need to start giving some voice and start ushering, delivering some commands, uttering some commands. We have basically three voices God has given us. We have a voice of prayer. That's what we ask God for things. We have a voice of confession whereby we declare things in our own lives. Sometimes, I'll say to myself, self, you don't do that no more. I'll make a confession. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But we also have a voice of command, a voice of prayer, a voice of confession, and a voice of command. We have been given a voice of command. The Bible says, say to that mountain. It doesn't say, wish the mountain would move. It doesn't say, hope the mountain moves. It says, whosoever shall say to that mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea. He said, mountains move. Mountains move. This is Jesus saying this to us. So, this is going to be your takeaway tonight, right? And it's up to you. But I'm going to encourage you as your pastor to get you some oil, okay? No, what do you say, Keith, 30 weight? 10W30? There's nothing special in the oil, but if you don't have anything else, get you some cooking oil or some Crisco. you know, get you some butter if you got to. I don't know. Get whatever. Some olive oil, get you something. You know, it's nothing special, but it is a symbol. And symbols make a difference. There's nothing special in the cloth, but something tangible makes a difference. It just does. You know, the prophet said, "What do you have?" "Well, all I have is a little meal." There's nothing special in the meal. You know, I have, you know, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Well, there's nothing special in the bread, but there's something special in the tangible faith that we release into something. There's something special, especially with the anointing of oil. All throughout the Bible, oil was a symbol used by God and through prophets and priests and kings to symbolize the anointing as a point of faith. I want you to get some oil. I want you to, you know, anoint yourself. Go to your kid's bedroom. Go to your front door. You don't have to make a spectacle. Don't freak out your neighbors or nothing like that. Go to your office. Don't let anybody else know it. It's okay. Nobody else has to see it. The devil has to see it. The devil has to see that this is dedicated and consecrated. My house is dedicated and consecrated to the Lord. I declare it to be holy ground. Devil, you have no right here, no authority here. You stay out of here. God, I thank you that you send angels to make sure, God, that my house is cleansed and clean before you, Lord. And God, I just dedicate it to you, Lord. My car, my phone, Lord. So much comes through the phone, Lord. Bless my phone. I dedicate my phone to you, Lord. God, cleanse it, Lord. Sanctify it, God. Make it holy ground, Lord. Make it a place where me and you, God, can commune together, Lord. And you can make me a blessing to other people through my phone. Use my phone, Lord, so that I can become a blessing to people, to my friends. Teach me what to say and how to say it. And give me inspiration, Lord, on my computer, Lord, and my workstation. Lord, I just ask you to bless it. And devil, get out of it. Does this make sense? Yeah, it's powerful. Okay? It is powerful, unusually powerful at this time, because the devil is unusually active at this time. It just seems like he's just getting more and more active and bolder and not even caring who sees. Let's just stand up and tell him, you don't have that right. You get out of here. Okay? All right? That sound reasonable? All right. And then when you come to church, okay, walk around here touching these seats, blessing them. Lost people will be coming and sitting in these seats. And you can make a difference. There's residual anointing in handkerchiefs and aprons. There's residual anointing in your touch. 2 Kings, there's a story about the prophet Elisha that died and they buried him. And then later on, some years later, a man died and they had to bury him quickly because the enemy was coming. And they threw his dead body into a cave. It happened to be the cave that Elisha was buried in. And the Bible says when that dead man's bodies hit Elisha's bones, the man came back to life and came running out of that cave. It's residual anointing, okay? It's a fact. The word anointing means to rub on and to rub off on. You put a little, you take a lamp and you rub your hand on it. You can see where you smear something. That's anointing. We are anointed with God. He's rubbed on us and he's rubbed off on us. And let's now use the anointing and let's break the yoke and speak to the devil with our voice of command, and let's just tell him, get out, okay? All right? Let's just do that right now. Just bow your head. We'll prepare to worship. And when I finish praying, I'm expecting you to, do this over your stuff. Like I said, nobody else has to know, okay? Nobody else has to know. God will see it. Devil will see it. Angels see it. You'll see it. Okay? Take authority. Okay? Father, we take our authority seriously, God. And Lord, I thank you for commissioning each one of us tonight, Lord, to go out, Lord, as arrows of the Lord's deliverance into the hearts, Lord, of our lives, and Father, to absolutely command, Lord, with a voice that you've given us, with authority that you have given us, Lord, to command the devil to get out of our stuff, leave our stuff, our family, our friends, our workplace, our homes alone, Lord. God, send angels on assignment. God, you've got plenty of them, Father. Send, Lord. God, just send, Lord, legions of angels, Lord, to respond. I know, Lord, that you are doing this very same thing, Lord. I haven't heard it yet, Lord, but I know we will hear it, Lord, all across the nation, Lord, and even around the earth, Lord. Let this be a sign to us, Lord. God, I've not heard anyone else say this, Lord. I don't know. But God, we will start hearing people say it, Lord, because, Lord, you are moving in power in unusual and special ways, God, because the devil, Lord, he knows his time is short, Lord, and God, he's starting to act up, Lord. And God, help us, Almighty God, Lord, to put him down, Lord, and to keep him out of our stuff, Lord, and out of our lives, Lord. God, thank you, Lord, for giving us this authority over all of the enemy's abilities, Lord, so that nothing shall by any means harm us, Lord. Grant us, Lord, unusual miracles, Lord, in this season. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen, amen.
Thanks again for joining us for another dynamic message from Pastor Ron Hammonds. Visit cotr.com and subscribe to our social media platforms to stay up to date. As well, receive more encouraging messages from our pastor and details of the work we're doing both in our community and communities like ours around the world. Today and every day, God bless.